USA Radio News with Wendy King.
During a surprise visit to Afghanistan, Defense Secretary Mark Esper told reporters the American troops leaving northeastern Syria will be going to western Iraq. He said he will leave it to the diplomats.
The aim is to still get a peace agreement at some point, a political agreement. That's the best way forward. And I'll leave it to the State Department to comment on where things stand.
But the troops are not returning to the U.S., as the president tweeted. Three soldiers were killed and three were injured during training in Fort Stewart, Georgia. Three other soldiers were hurt in the accident. One remains hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. Two were treated and released. The incident falls on the heels of other deadly accidents for the military. In June, at West Point Military Academy, a vehicle training exercise killed one cadet and injured 21 others. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own here are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world run a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Four drug companies settling with two Ohio counties for their role in the opioid epidemic. The four settling with those counties for $260 million just hours before a federal trial was set to begin this morning. Ohio's Cuyahoga and Summit counties were seeking $8 billion with a B dollars for treatment programs and health care expenses. Facebook reportedly has deals with several big news organizations to provide content for its upcoming news tab. The Wall Street Journal reporting that it's reached a deal with Facebook. The Journal says other ones include News Corp and Dow Jones, which will provide headlines for this news section. Facebook is also said to be working with the New York Post, the Washington Post, BuzzFeed News, and Business Insider. And we do the news, and we're online, too, at usaradio.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Anti-Defamation League says 2019 is shaping up to be the year of historically high anti-Semitic incidents. The Jewish Civil Rights Organization saying that there are 780 anti-Semitic acts at synagogues and other Jewish institutions already tallied during the first 6 months of this year. They included vandalism, arson, and distribution of white supremacist propaganda. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announcing that Congressman Elijah Cummings will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol this week before his funeral. USA Radio's Wendy King has more details.
She said the 12th-term congressman from Maryland will lie in state Thursday in the Statuary Hall, which will be open for public viewing. Beforehand, there will be a formal ceremony for invited guests only. Cummings died on Thursday morning at Johns Hopkins Hospital after long-standing health problems. On October 25th, a wake and funeral for Cummings is scheduled to take place at the New Psalmist Baptist Church in Lokern, Maryland, where he worshipped for nearly four decades. President Trump ordered all flags on federal government grounds to be lowered to half-staff through Friday as a mark of respect. He was 68 years old. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And your best chance to see the Orionid meteor shower this year is after midnight tonight. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.